Page 122. Extract from A Fall of Moondust.
The passengers relaxed, enjoying the smooth, almost silent ride. Every one of them had travelled hundreds of times faster than this on the journey to the moon. But in space, one was never conscious of speed, and this swift glide across the dust was far more exciting. When Pat swung Celine into a tight turn so that she orbited in a circle, the boat almost overtook the falling veils of powder her fans had hurled into the sky. It seemed altogether wrong that this impalpable dust should rise and fall in such clean-cut curves, utterly unaffected by air resistance. On Earth, it would have drifted for hours, perhaps for days. As soon as the boat had straightened out on a steady course and there was nothing to look at except the empty plain, the passengers began to read the literature thoughtfully provided for them. Each had been given a folder of photographs, maps, souvenirs. This is to certify that Mr. or Mrs. or Miss has sailed the seas of the moon aboard dust cruiser Celine. And informative text. They had only to read this to discover all that they wanted to know about the Sea of Thirst, and perhaps a little more. Most of the moon, they read, was covered by a thin layer of dust, usually no more than a few millimeters deep. Some of this was debris from the stars, the remains of meteorites that had fallen upon the moon's unprotected face for at least 5 billion years. Some had flaked from the lunar rocks as they expanded and contracted in the fierce temperature extremes between day and night.
Arthur C. Clarke, A Fall of Moondust, 1961.